That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating. The video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They had not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society. And that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. Hour number 2. If you missed any parts of hour number 1, I hope you will tune in. Rick Manning and I had a great conversation, a lot about what's going on in China, a lot about what's taking place with regards to the technologies to try to take over our bodies. Some of the things that were found in the film Sudden Death and the nanotechnologies and just a variety of different things. So I hope that you will take the time to tune in and listen in. I am really honored and pleased to be able to welcome my next guest to the program. And many of you know that we talk a lot here about what happened to the folks on January 6th. We're going to continue to cover that issue. David Summerall, a dear friend of mine, and Bloody Hill. And actually, this introduction was made through David Phillip, who is the owner of Noble Radio, a network that we are on here on Chosen Generation Radio and proud to be on. And unfortunately, I think due to some challenges that Noble is going to be changing some of their scheduling, we're not going to be with you anymore. And I'm very sorry to tell you that. But I am glad for the opportunity to have this introduction made. And for all of my audience, please, you need to share this segment. You need to share what we're going to talk about right now. If you want to talk about authoritarianism and you want to talk about tyranny and you want to talk about threats to our country, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom to peacefully assemble, freedom to redress our government, and even a free press that sadly won't cover this story. Folks, this is the, you know, this is one of the greatest examples of that, and I welcome to the program, and I'm so glad to have her, Joy Lynn Massaros. Joy Lynn, thanks for being with me this morning. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that introduction. You completely grasp what we're going through, and that's so refreshing and comforting, and I'm just grateful to tell our story with your audience. Thank you for having the courage and for being bold enough to give us a voice on your platform.
Well, I appreciate you again being here, let's start by giving folks a little bit of a background. You are a homeschooling mom. You folks have a very strong, God-fearing, Christ-centered life. You love people. You love the United States of America and the spirit by which it was originally founded and is meant for us to live in. Life, liberty, and the pursuit. I can see you tearing up. These are deeply held values and beliefs, and I think it's important for people to understand, you know, that unlike how the government would love to paint a picture of us, right, as, you know, some kind of hate-mongering terrorists or some garbage like that, that's just not the reality.
Every time we connect, you get me going. You were just have such a way with words, and you really tap into, I think, the heart of what our family possesses. And we've been so mischaracterized, like you're saying, in the media, and it's just been very difficult to not only get our story out and our truth out, but then to combat the lies that are monopolizing mainstream media headlines. And it's just been an exhausting journey that we've been in for a couple of years now with no end in sight. So please forgive me.
No, there's not even any need for you to say such a thing. I appreciate the reality and the realness. Let's talk about what happened 2 years ago that started this journey.
Yes. So while that is our family's heart for our Christian conservative values at this point in our life now, we weren't always aware of what was important to us. I would say I was raised in a Christian family, but we were not a political family. And so I didn't really understand politics. I wasn't registered to vote until I was in my late 20s. The first president that I voted for was Trump in 2016, but I didn't really know why. I just knew that's who my parents were voting for, so that's who I voted for. And it wasn't until 2020 that I really started to ask myself why I was voting for Trump again, because what I was hearing from friends or other family members was that he was awful, racist, you know. How could anybody vote for him? If you voted for him, you're part of the problem. And so I wanted to do some research and ask my husband to help me. And we started researching and learning about a lot of the lies that were perpetuating in the media and how his policies really did line up with our beliefs as Christians. And I was really having a difficult time trying to express that to my friends at the time. I was not aware of leftists, progressives, people getting mad at you for saying that you're a conservative. So I was like, oh, I'm voting for Trump. And oh my gosh, I was not prepared for the backlash that I received at that time. And so I'm always a people pleaser. I try to keep the peace. And so it was difficult for me to go against the grain. And my son at the time was 9 or 10. He's like, Mom, maybe these just aren't great friends. If you can't be yourself around them, maybe you should make some new friends. And I just felt that I should be somebody giving him that advice. And so when he gave me that advice, I really wanted to step into it and show him, yes, you should definitely, you know, pursue new friendships when people aren't respecting you or your opinion. And so we joined our local Trump train, looking to meet some other like-minded Trump supporters in our community. And we had a blast. And for anybody watching that's wondering what a Trump train is, you probably saw them all over the news in 2020. They were just caravans of vehicles, sometimes boats with flags, with American flags, Trump flags, come and take it flags, you know, and it was just in support of President Trump and preserving conservative values. And so we joined and had a great time. I'd say we were probably, and join is a strong word. There's no membership. You just show up, right? I think we were showing up for
It's just community. Yeah, just community. I was a part of one that we organized with No Bull Radio that David did. And we ended up, I think it was like 11 miles long.
Right.
Were you down at Gonzales.
We were there.
Oh my gosh. Well, I was there too. I was the guy in the wheelchair.
Amazing. Cause that would have been so much closer to the date of your accident. I wouldn't have even thought that you and I would have been at the same place. How cool is that?
Well, thank you. I think so too. Yeah. 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 I took a picture that day with the Latinas for Trump.
Oh my gosh. I love that. We were part of the local New Braunfels Trump train in Texas and also San Antonio's Alamo City Trump train, which a lot of those Latinos for Trump came from there.
Sure.
And so, you know, we'll get into later how we're getting sued under a law that protects minorities when so many minorities are Trump supporters. And, you know, it's such a joke, but I think that we had so much fun at events like that. We met amazing like-minded people. We had so much fun driving through towns where people were waiting outside, waving.
Absolutely. You bet they were. Along the side of the road, waving, kids out there with their families, everybody sitting in chairs and waving as we went by.
And do you remember the hay bale that had Trump's face painted on that? Do you remember passing that?
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. Yep.
So I think we did that for maybe 3 weeks and we're having the time of our lives making new friends. And then we heard and we learned that the Biden-Harris campaign bus was driving through our town. And we thought, how fun would it be to form a Trump train and to drive alongside of it on the highway? Because we thought, well, actually not even alongside of it. We imagined driving behind it with all the flags flying and a single file line. And how funny would that be to make the news that we drove next to the Biden bus and get some funny pictures? And you know, and so we did. The bus came through our town, and I'd say for about 20 minutes, we drove next to it in a Trump train. And I was not prepared for how mainstream media was going to that was my first-hand experience at how the media really just flat-out lies about whatever it is they're wanting to portray and disregards all the facts. And so they, you know, the headlines that were coming out around that, which definitely made viral news. Trump tweeted about it. Biden gave a speech about it. You know, everybody's talking about it. But it was interesting because what the left was saying is that we were trying to run the bus off the road, that we were terrorists, that we were aggressors, that we were Ku Klux Klan, that we were, to quote women on The View, emboldened racist bigots crawling out from under our rocks, that first we'd fly flags next to the Biden bus, later we'd burn crosses in people's front yards. You know, I was like, this is insane. This right. is how the media, you know, makes people out to look like the bad guy when they didn't even do anything wrong. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. But to me, that's where I thought that'd be the worst of it. That's where it would stop. I thought, you know, it'll be funny one day to tell my grandkids, Trump tweeted about us and, you know, show pictures. And I was not prepared for the fact that 8 months later, after Biden was in office and had control over this administration, that his White House officials and Democrat politicians that were part of his campaign staff would launch a federal level lawsuit against our family under the Ku Klux Klan law, claiming we banded together to suppress black and minority voter rights. And it was their job to hold us accountable for voter intimidation.
It is unbelievable. You know, this is a civil suit, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
This is a civil suit. So,
yeah, there's so bear
in mind that they couldn't find a court that would take this as a criminal case. There's right. no evidence to support that. There's nothing, but they said it. They made the accusations. They trumpeted those accusations, and they have attempted and done everything that they can to smear the Mastaros family and those that were there that day, simply expressing their support for American values. Back after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. We're talking about probably homeschool pet peeves, and how people misspell things. But anyway, so I was looking this up. It's really interesting to see how they portray. And you can clearly see that there is a section of this video that is cut out that leaves out the part where the white car veers into the black truck that is, by the way, behind the bus, not next to the bus, makes no contact with the bus whatsoever. But there is a white vehicle that was identified later as belonging to a Biden campaign staffer.
Yes.
That veered into the black truck that was following the bus.
Yes. And to clarify, that is not us.
Right. And the black truck then reacted by trying to reestablish themselves in the lane and to push the white car away from them. And that was the interaction that happened. But as Joey Lynn said, that was not her and that was not her family that were in that vehicle. And there isn't anywhere that there is evidence of any vehicles attempting to swerve into the Biden bus. Again, the full video. And it's very similar, you know, I think about this, Joey Lynn, it's very similar to the event with Nick Covington, right?
Yes.
Where you had, you know, the initial was Covington, you know, was in the face of this Indian and all this stuff, only to discover.
Right.
That black Hebrew nationalists were yelling epithets at these young people, screaming at them, cussing at them. And then encouraged this guy who had already been in two confrontations earlier in the day and was an antagonist to come over and get in the face of Nick Covington and scream at him, I guess trying to instigate something. He wasn't successful. Nick Covington was so well composed, and that's the reason why he is scooping up money from radical media that lied about the event. But so,
yes.
So in your situation, so 2 years ago, you're on the road, you thought it'd be fun to go out and, you know, it's also a way of sending a message, letting the Biden folks know that, hey, you know, you're running around trying to convince the country that supposedly everywhere, it's all about Biden Harris.
Right.
We want you to know that that's not the case. That there is another, candidate and he is the president of the United States. And more importantly, that your communist socialist hateful, racist ways, which that's exactly who the Biden-Harris group is, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, that their politics were not grounded in what you guys believe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There was no intent to intimidate them. It was supposed to be a fun show of support, for sure. President Trump. And I try, the analogy I use often is like going to a football game and wearing your favorite team's jersey. They had every right to be driving down the road that we had to be driving down the road. It's a public road. And as Texans, we pay taxes to drive on that road. And so, you know, we're exercising free speech in the same way that they are, showing support for our presidential candidate of choice. And, we had a way bigger show of support than they did. You know, it's very telling. And in my personal opinion, now that we've been in this for 2 years, I feel like the popularity of the Trump trains was picking up speed at a pace that they couldn't manage. And even though they often didn't cover it on the news, sometimes it would break through to the news and local news stations would cover it with helicopter drones or, you know, and I think it was their attempt at silencing free speech in the conservative community in that way. I think that their goal is to make an example out of us. And additionally concerning, it's at a federal level. So if they win, this sets a precedent. And moving forward, if this administration or more White House officials or Democrat politicians or progressive leftists want to sue conservatives merely for being offended, they can point to this lawsuit as case law and push it through the legal system easier, quicker. This affects every single American's right to exercising free speech.
We're going to need to take another quick break, but we are coming back. We're doing a full hour with Joy Land. Just a quick question. Massaros.
Yes.
What nationality is that?
It's Slovakian. So, that's my husband's last name. Oh. He's Hispanic and Czech, and I'm Spanish and Italian. So, but
gosh,
you know, we're white supremacists.
Wait a minute. So Hispanic and Italian and Czechoslovakian and Hispanic and those would all be minority related but you guys are okay. Well, that's the logic when the guy that's running for office is going back after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest is Joey Lynn Massaros, and we're talking about their experience. They were a part of the Trump trains, and one of the Trump trains that was on the road showing support in 2020 for President Trump when the Biden-Harris bus came through San Antonio, Texas area, and they went out to show their support for the president. One of the staffers went after one of the trucks that was in the group. But all you see on the media coverage is a clipped out piece that shows the response of that truck trying to reestablish itself in the lane after having been assaulted. And then efforts are made to try to infer that the bus was somehow being assaulted, when in fact it was the bus that went after some of the vehicles that were a part of this caravan. But at the end of the day, because of the truth, because of the facts, there's no criminal action here. No one's being charged with any crimes. That was all done away with. Even in liberal San Antonio, that was all done away with, okay? What they are doing is they are pursuing a civil litigation against the Massaros family. They've targeted them in particular, a family that is Czechoslovakian, Hispanic, and Italian.
Yeah.
And first and foremost, American.
Yes.
And they are being targeted and called all kinds of horrific names. They've been made out in the media. But tell us about the civil suit against you, and what are they accusing you of, and how do they even have standing to do so?
Great questions, Greg. So we didn't find out about the lawsuit until 8 months after we drove next to the Biden bus. And the way we found out about it was through CNN, they had a national press release with mainstream media, and a friend called me saying that we were all over the news. And it was a, I can't really articulate the kind of fear and anxiety when you Google your name and see it all pages and pages and it's all misrepresented. And then to worry and wonder what it means because you haven't actually been served the paperwork for this lawsuit. Is it real? What does this mean? I didn't know the difference between civil and criminal. It wasn't being discussed in the headlines because all they were saying is Ku Klux Klan, white supremacists. So I'm wondering if they're going to throw me in solitary confinement and take my child away like January 6th. It was a very scary 4 weeks that we wondered what was going on before we were actually served after they had their press release. At that point, we learned it was civil. We read that their claim is that we banded together on a public highway in the form of a Trump train, like the Ku Klux Klan would in the 1800s, with the intent to suppress blacks and minorities from voting, and that they have emotional damage and want to be financially compensated. So these are elite leftists. These are social media influencers, White House officials.
Who wants to be compensated?
This includes former Texas state senator and gubernatorial candidate. She ran against Greg Abbott for Texas governor, Wendy Davis. She's a far, far left extremist.
And where was she supposedly in this?
In the bus. An occupant of the bus. The bus driver himself says he's too traumatized to ever drive a bus again or ever work again and wants his salary compensated annually. Biden-Harris campaign staffer Dr. Eric Cervini, who's a gay liberal influencer and author of The Deviant's War, The Homosexual Against America, and David Gins, I don't know how to pronounce the last name, he works under Kamala Harris in the White House. And so these occupants of the bus are suing us saying that they are emotionally traumatized and want to be compensated. Where it gets questionable, as if it hasn't really already, where it gets extra questionable is that they have spent millions of dollars on legal fees with over 20 attorneys and multiple nonprofits funding this lawsuit to hold a stay-at-home mom and a plumber accountable for their emotional well-being. Being expecting some sort of financial compensation. We don't have any money. We don't have the money that they want or need. And we do not think that
they don't need it. I want to clarify that statement. First of all, they don't need this. They have, in this pastor's opinion, and I'm entitled to my opinion. They have absolutely no leg to stand on.
Right.
With regards to any of this.
No, they haven't even met the basic requirements of using this law against us. And we expected early on to be able to get this lawsuit dismissed because they didn't have a case. They hadn't met the law requirements. There was nothing that we did wrong. This is an abuse of power and resource that we can't go up against in court realistically. We really expected this to get dismissed. But shocker, we're assigned to an Obama-appointed judge at the federal level, and he denied our motion to dismiss the lawsuit and ruled that it would go to trial by jury in federal court. In 2023, in December of 2023, nearly 3.5 years later, averaging about $10,000 a month in legal fees, completely bankrupting our family. We've cashed out our 401k. We have spent what we had to spend in savings and resorted to fundraising because we feel that God called us to this to get a free speech win, to get a win for First Amendment rights for Americans, to hold the line. And while they plan to make an example out of us or to squash us, we believe that we can stand strong, in Jesus Christ and hope to see a victory. And he has been faithful to provide for us financially each month. There's not been any comfort along the journey. It's been, constant work to fundraise and raise awareness to continue to stay in the fight. But God has been faithful every time a legal bill comes up. We have the money to pay it. It is extremely expensive. Federal court is extremely expensive. And we had a very difficult time even finding legal representation to take us because most legal firms said they couldn't afford to be in something for as long as it would be drawn out due to lawfare. And they certainly couldn't do it pro bono. And if we didn't have the money, they couldn't take us on a liability risk. And well, all the First Amendment right nonprofits denied our application. Yeah.
I understand the law firm's positioning in trying to figure out how do you pay for it? How do you pay for the attorneys? How do you pay for the time? How do they feed themselves while they're trying to do this to fight and do a proper job to defend you? Because when they take that on, they take on a fiduciary responsibility. They take on a legal responsibility. They then have to be sure that they are handling your case appropriately. Which is horrific. And of course the other side knows this. And when you've got somebody like Abortion Barbie,
yep.
All right, who ran out there and ran on killing babies.
Yep.
She ran her campaign on let's kill babies.
Yep.
A woman should have the right to kill babies. To me, folks, it's unconscionable. And I was up in the Capitol when we had that abortion fight. I was there. I was involved when people on her side were bringing vials of human excrement in an attempt to throw them down onto the floor on top of representatives who were not going to vote to exterminate children in Texas.
Yeah.
That was their plan. And these vials were confiscated, thank God, by authorities there. But I'm not making that up. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a reality. This is what they did. And I was there, you know, to listen to their vile language and the vile behavior that took place. And, ladies and gentlemen, I can just tell you, the people who followed this woman, they did work, by the way. I would suggest that they worked to suppress votes.
Yeah.
They worked diligently. They tried diligently to intimidate Texas representatives in both the House and the Senate through threats of violence against their families if they didn't vote the way that Wendy Davis and her crew wanted them to vote. Threats of violence. And were there ever any charges? No.
Never.
Was a civil lawsuit filed against her or those that were threatening violence? No civil lawsuit. It's interesting. I don't know what the statute might be with regards to that, but man, that should have been something that should have been looked at, apparently, Joylynn.
Well, you know, it feels like conservatives are always quick to keep the peace. And the left is always well assembled to create chaos. And
Every time.
Looking for any opportunity.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more with Joylynn. And how can you help them? What are the things that you can do to perhaps, if you would like, provide them some assistance? We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest is Joy Lynn Massaros. Joy Lynn, let's just write off, how do people assist you? I know you've got a necklace on that says 1776, kind of an important year in American history. That's one of the ways folks can support you. But how can folks reach you and how can folks support you?
Yes, thank you so much, Greg. We didn't even know what free speech was before we got sued under this law. Somebody said, how can they sue you for that? That's your First Amendment right. So I looked up what that was and I learned all about it. And I pulled my son out of school, started homeschooling him and doing constitutional curriculum. And I have learned more than I ever learned in school myself, just teaching him. But that urged me and my husband after prayer and consideration to start a website called freespeechdefender.com. We feel it's our responsibility and our calling to defend it. So we are defending free speech at freespeechdefender.com. Right now, folks can find our story They can see a 90-second video where I tell our story that's easy to share in text or social media. They can follow legal updates. They can shop our tab that has all of our fundraising merchandise, including our iconic Biden is the worst, t-shirts, coffee mugs, hats and more. This is because we're from a German town, where we celebrate worst best. So we've got Biden is the worst fundraising merchandise, but the biggest impact people can make for us is praying for us, telling somebody about our story, or visiting our fundraiser at Give, Send, Go. We need money to stay in this game, to fight back, to defend free speech. And while the merchandise is a fun way to support us and continue exercising free speech while wearing it, the fundraiser is 100% going towards our legal defense without having to take out the cost of any materials. There are links on our website that take you to our fundraiser. It's freespeechdefender.com. There's also a contact tab. We hope that once we can win at this federal level and reimburse some of these legal fees that have been spent, we can start a fund that helps other Americans defend their constitutional right to free speech when under attack. We've applied to over 50 nonprofits like Alliance Defending Freedom that have all denied our application, saying that we don't meet their requirements because they specialize in religious freedoms, not free speech under the First Amendment. So there is a missing resource there that Americans are left vulnerable, and we hope that we can get a win and develop a fund where we help other Americans fight back at freespeechdefender.com.
And for those of you that were are watching us at chosengenerationradio.com, I just had the website up as she was speaking, so you kind of get an idea of some of the things that are there. Again, freespeechdefender.com, freespeechdefender.com. And, you know, we were talking in the break. It when you're dealing with these people, that are just so vitriol, And so quick to, you know, file lawsuits and make names and make accusations and set up two sets of rules is really how it is how it feels. You know, there's a belief and we, it's very difficult, I think, sometimes as Christians for us to understand, because the belief is just so contrary to what we understand scriptures to suggest and to say. Okay. I think of Psalm 94:16 that says, you know, who will speak for me against the wicked? Those that I have called, who will be the one that will stand out there and speak for me? But we have these situations and certainly when I was describing, you know, the vials and so on, Psalm 94:16, who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will stand for me against those who practice iniquity? It is iniquity to promote the murder of babies. That is an abomination. The shedding of innocent blood is an abomination. The elevating of the creation above the creator, and that's what the whole green and climate change and so on. The efforts we talked about in our first segment, this whole, everybody's going back now to talking about the Wuhan virus, Joylynn, and I point people to a post that we have up on our site from June. I reposted it, but these are interviews I did with Nan Su back in 2020, where we describe 7.6 million cell phones went dark in China.
Wow.
People don't even know that. 7.6 million cell phones went dark in China in the Wuhan area.
Wow.
At the time when the biological weapon was first released.
Wow.
The crematoriums there were running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, burning all of the bodies.
My gosh.
Okay. That's why they wouldn't let us in.
Wow. Oh.
That's why we weren't allowed to go and find out what was really going on when President Trump offered in that January and said, hey, we'll let us send our scientists in. We'll come. We'll look. We'll help you figure out, you know, what's really going on here and assist you. And they said, no, we don't want any help. Well, they didn't want any help because they were burning bodies.
Mm.
And when your system is atheism.
Right.
And it's godless, as is testified in Finding Courage. So what I would like to do with your permission as we close our segment out today, I want to pray for this situation. And I want to pray for those that have brought the case against you.
Yes.
Because, you know, the Word of God also tells us that, and again, it's frustrating. But the Word says that he does not rejoice when the wicked perish.
Right.
And we have to understand that every person is created in the image of God. They all have life value.
Yep. That's right.
And though they may have given themselves over to Satan.
Right.
They are still a life.
Oh, yes.
And think about the power of Paul's testimony, a man who murdered Christians.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. God's redemption knows no limit.
It doesn't. It absolutely doesn't. So with your permission, I'd like to take a moment to close our time with prayer.
I would love that. And if we could also include that on the hearts of our elected officials and those with access to tell our story, that they would have the courage and boldness maybe to do that as well, because Amen. We keep experiencing brick walls at every turn.
Well, God's the one who breaks down those walls. So Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to you now, giving you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. We thank you, Father God, for the privilege and the opportunity to come before you through the shed blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, please forgive us for anything we've done that has been offensive to you. Wash us and cleanse us in the blood of the Lamb, Father God. We ask you to remove sin from us. Even right now, Father, and from our hearts, that we might come boldly before your throne in this our hour of need. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to speak boldly in all of this, Father God, about the value of life, about the freedom that you purchased for us on the cross, about the life that you desire for us to have the opportunity to live. And Lord, at the end of the day, this is what this is about. This was about expressing support of Christian values, traditional family values, the values of a husband and a wife and children and God first. Father, we pray for those, Lord God, that have brought this suit, for Miss Davis, for Jens, Cervini, and Holloway. We pray, God, that you would open up their eyes to truth, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for their souls. We pray, Father God, for their salvation. We pray, Father God, that they would come to the truth in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray, Father God, for those that stand in a position of representation that can have a form of influence, that they would fulfill their oaths, their oaths to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, the right to free religion, free speech, free press, freedom to redress the government, freedom to peacefully assemble, freedom to defend ourselves, and freedom of process, liberty. We ask, Father God, for that, and we ask, Father God, Lord, for your blood to forgive the nation for its sin, the sin of killing innocent lives, of murdering little babies, and the sin of codifying and elevating creation above the Creator and convincing people that their relationships that are unnatural, that the power of the cross cannot set them free. God, forgive us for not letting them know that Jesus Christ died on the cross, that all of the bondages of sin and the hurts and pains can be healed at the cross. Lord, let that touch hearts and lives today. And I pray for the Massaros family. I ask you to comfort them. I ask you, Father God, to wrap your arms around them. And I ask you, Father God, to meet all of their needs according to your riches and glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amazing.
God bless you.
God bless you.
All right.